A slick Sunday performance saw the Saints all but wrap up the Welsh Premier League title for a fourth successive year here at the venue. And this evening we'll be bringing you all the reaction from Sunday's game and bringing you up to date with the latest goings-on in the Welsh Premier League on Saints Station. And I'm delighted to be joined on tonight's show by two radio debutants with us, Adrian Sislovic and Aaron Edwards. So thanks for coming on the show, gents. And there's only one place to start, really. Obviously, Sunday's 2-0 win over Airbus. Adrian, you grabbed the second goal. It didn't seem like a typical TNS performance, but one you sort of grinded out in the end.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, you know, the good teams grind the result out as well, even if they're not performing the best. So, like you did say yourself, we didn't have the best performances, but we grind a good result and a very important 3 points in the end.
Aaron, did you feel it would be as tough as you did? Because in the second half, especially, Airbus had you under the cosh for long periods.
Yeah, you know, we seem to, you know, sometimes struggle against Airbus because they're very direct. You know, they play up to Budrys up top. But I think we showed another side of our game. We can dig in and we got a vital 3 points in the end.
And they seem, you know, Airbus seem to be a bit off the boil this season. You know, in the past few years, they've made that second spot their own. Did you anticipate Airbus, you know, being so far off the pace at this stage? I know they've brought it back in the last few weeks, but up until then, you know, they were languishing in, you know, fifth, fourth place. Did you feel that that was going to happen this season, or were you a bit, you know, disappointed by their performance?
Yeah, maybe, but I think likes of Bala and Aberystwyth, you know, I think the league's got stronger, so maybe it's not them getting worse, but I just think, you know, the league's getting stronger, and yeah.
Adrian, you know, you've all but wrapped up the title now. I think we said before you need a point against Bala in a week's time to win the title. You know, it's your first season here. Did you anticipate that you'd wrap the league up, you know, by the middle of March?
Well, you've done it before, haven't you? So, but no, not definitely not. You know, I knew as like Aaron said, you know, the league's getting stronger, and obviously, you know, we were expecting probably, you know, not be at this stage so early. But like we said, we took one game at a time, and we want to wrap it up as quickly as possible. And then obviously, if we can wrap it up, then we will concentrate on the World Cup, hopefully.
As we said, Aaron, you know, the league is as good as wrapped up. You know, you've been here for, I think it's since 2009 now. You've won a lot of titles and a lot of cups. You know, no one gets bored of winning, but is it sort of fine margins? You've got to get every season to get better than you were last season. And, you know, obviously the Holy Grail is that European game and stuff. Yeah. So is it, since you've been here, just finer margins, getting a little bit better every season?
Yeah, it's always trying to, you know, get the best out of yourself and your teammates, but you always look to improve yourself, and you know, in training, whenever, you know, they make us work hard, and you just got to improve every season, and that's the goal that we want, is to get through in Europe, and hopefully we could do that in the first round this year.
And you know, the word on everyone's lips has been, you know, you're unbeaten in all competitions so far. I don't think anyone's been through a season unbeaten in every single domestic trophy, and that'll be a hell of an achievement if you can do it.
Yeah, of course it is, in any league, you know. We'd love to do it, and we're just going to keep our heads down and work hard and hopefully achieve that.
And just moving away from that, a bit of a news from around the league this week. Obviously, we heard last week that Port Talbot had announced that Bernie McNally has left the club. It said that he'd resigned, but speaking to sort of players and reporters, it seemed that maybe there was some player unrest in the camp. Were you surprised by that one, Aaron, because he hasn't been there that long?
Yeah. You know, he's been in the league with Newtown before. You know, I think he's a good manager. Yeah, a bit of a shock, but I don't know what's happened there. So, but I'm not sure if they've appointed anyone yet. But
yeah, today they appointed Andy Dyer, the former Neath manager, in charge for the rest of the season. Has he got a tough job, really? Because, you know, Port Talbot have, I think, shipped 15 goals and haven't scored in the second phase. You know, he hasn't got a lot of time to sort of bed in. But you feel with McNally, you know, he didn't have a lot of time to, if it was based on results. Yeah. His sacking or being resigned, you know, he didn't have a lot of chance to build that side. You feel Dyer will have a chance to do that now?
Well, hopefully, you know, the thing for managers is just getting time and to getting used to the players. And he's been in the league before, hasn't he, with
Neath and Avonlea.
And I think, you know, he's a good manager, proven, and I think he'll do well.
Do you feel that's sort of like a bit of a sleeping giant? Because as we said, you know, Bala have got, you know, a big pool of resources, and they haven't really shown what they can do in the last few years apart from this season. Do you feel Port Talbot are there ready to, you know, spring a surprise on people because, you know, they have got the financial backing?
Yeah, you know, they're a good side. Beyond the last few years, they haven't really clicked, but this season they've seemed to, you know, click a bit more. You know, they've got good players there, and they're a good side.
And sticking with the top half of the table in the league at the moment, Bala and Aberystwyth withdrew in a 3-3 thriller last week, so there's still three teams vying for that second spot. Obviously, Balor at the moment are on 49 points, Airbus on 46, and Aberystwyth on 46. It's quite tough up there. Obviously, you went to Aberystwyth and turned them over a week ago, Adrian. You got a great goal yourself. How do you see that one going? Because it's very tight at the top now.
Yeah, you know, there's three teams fighting for that, was it the Champions, you know, the Europa League spot, isn't it? So, you know, it's very tight. I'm sure all of them teams, you know, want to nick points from each other. So, you know, they're just going to have to grind the results, I suppose, isn't it? Because when you get to the end of the season, you know, this is when it gets tough. You know, 3 points are very vital for all of them. So, yeah, it's got to be tough for them, but we'll see who gets the final spot in the end.
Who do you personally think will secure that spot?
I think, personally, to be honest, I think Balor's given us the most trouble out of all the games we played this season. And personally, I think Airbus will make it as well.
And Aaron, is it nice to sort of see, obviously, TNS, you know, are expected to win the league every season, and you have run away with it again this year. Is it nice to see that, you know, there is a little battle below you for that third spot? As we said before, Airbus have made it their own, but it seems that Aber and Balor have sort of stepped up to the plate this season.
Yeah, it's good for the league, isn't it? You know, when there's teams going against each other, hopefully get that second spot, and it only makes the league better. And
again, is it, you know, about time that Balor, you know, challenge for that second spot, because the players they've got, the likes of Kenny Lunt, ex Football League, David Artell, ex Football League, Mark Jones, who was at Wrexham a few years ago. Is it about time, you know, they stepped up and challenged, and they have challenged you this year? You know, they've held you to a draw here at the venue.
Yeah, they have. Yeah, as I said, they've got really good players there. They like to play football, and I think they need to start. I think we're at a higher level than any other club, and it's a big gap at the minute, I think, but they're definitely getting closer.
And just looking at other parts of the league, obviously in the mid-table, after January, the teams, you know, haven't got a lot to play for, but down the bottom, there's still a lot to play for. I think Prestatyn's ship just about sunk last week. They lost 4-0 away at Bangor. And the state of play at the moment, Prestatyn are bottom with 15, and moving up from there, Bangor 22, Kevin Drew's 24, and Connors Key 28. It looks like Rilla safe. Do you feel that Prestatyn are all but gone now, Adrian?
Personally, I think, yeah, I think this, you know, it's too late now to for them to save anything, really, don't they? But I think, again, I think Bangor will make it as well. Personally, you know, I played the first time this season. You know, it was good facilities, great club. And obviously the last years they've proved to be up there. So hopefully they will stay up as well.
Aaron, you know, the Prestatyn sort of way of the way it's gone, you know, I think it was 2-3 years ago. They were in Europe, so it's been a bit of a down spiral, isn't it, over the last few years?
Yeah,
it's a bit of a strange one.
Yeah, it's a bit of a shame, really, you know, because it's a good club. They've been in the league for years, and I don't know whether what's happened, is it money-wise, but, yeah, the players have sort of left, and it's just gone downwards, and it's a shame, really, but...
We touched on it with our last show. I think it was Matt Cook and John Ildunt who said, you know, is it a bit of naivety, really, because, you know, fair play to Neil Gibson, he's blooded in a lot of good young youth players this season, but is that, you know, do you think that's been their downfall in the end?
It probably is, yeah, because I think in this league, I think you need at least a few with experience that have played or played a higher level and, you know, come into this league. But yes, it's a shame that I don't think they'll be around next season.
And as we said there, Connors Key are fourth to bottom. Obviously, there's a couple of lads, Steve Evans and Ryan Frawner, on loan from here at Connors Key. Do you feel they can still be dragged into it there? I think they're 6 points clear of the drop zone now. Adrian, do you feel that they're still not safe?
Yeah, like I said, you know, now this is the tough part of the season, you know, when everyone's got a grind result out. 6 points, you know, with was it seven games? Six games to go? Was it
six
five
games to go? Yeah.
You know, it's a big ask for Bangor, obviously, to keep themselves safe. But I think they'll be all right in the end.
And Aaron, in every league, you know, people say teams are too big to go down. Do you think Bangor are in that sort of category, and do you feel they'll stay up?
I think they are, because they're a great club. They've always been fighting for, you know, titles, and we've always had good games there. Great, like as Sid says, great facilities, and it's a great club, and they've got great fans. But, you know, I wouldn't like to see them go down, so hopefully they can get a few wins and get out of the relegation battle.
And it looks like this year, you know, two sides will actually come up and two sides will go down. I don't think that's happened since the league split. Obviously, clubs have, you know, failed to make the grade to come up, or, you know, a couple of clubs have gone bust. But, you know, the way that the league's looking, it looks like it's going to happen this season. And that'll be better for next season, won't it? A bit of a fresh look. You know, I think there's the likes of Llandudno, Cardiff Met,
and Haverford West that are all vying to come up.
Yeah, it'd be nice for you know to play against another team because when you're playing the top six, you play each other. What was it 4 or 5 times? If you get in the Welsh Cup, I think we played Airbus. Was it 5 times or something last season? So it'd be nice to have to freshen up the league and get some different teams in.
And just going across that, you know, it's a lot of things that it's something we ask a lot of guests on the show with playing teams a lot every season. Obviously, you said with Airbus last season, I think Bangor and Rill played about 8 times in all competitions last season. As players' views, you know, as a player of TNS, you know, you win the league every season, you're very successful. What's your point of view on it? Would you rather it be the extended 16, 18 teams, or do you feel that the 12 is working? Or
I think it's working, but yeah, when you're playing each other, like you said, for 7 times, 6, 7 times a season, it gets a little bit dull. So I'd prefer the 16 or 18 in the league, but I don't think it's going to happen. But
but you played that, you know, when you first started your Welsh Prem career with Caer Seuss. Did you prefer that?
Yeah, I did, because you know you're travelling all around Wales playing different venues, and that's what football's about.
And Sis, you know, you've played, you know, elsewhere. You played for Wrexham and stuff. How do you enjoy it compared to the league? So obviously you're playing in the conference with Wrexham. It's what 20 teams, 22 teams, 24. In the league, 24 teams in the league. So, you know, what's it like? You know, obviously slicing the league in half and playing each other.
Yeah, of course. If you don't like travelling, then it's good, isn't it? But in this league, like as I said, I think it would be better if there were 16, 18 teams. But obviously, like you said, it hasn't been done that 2 teams came up and came down. So if you can't get the 16, 18 teams who are, you know, on a decent standard, you could say, then it's, you know, maybe there's no point. But, you know, personally, I prefer that as well, because like you said, in the conference, you've got 24 teams, so you've got 23 different places you go to during the season. And like as I said, again, it's a bit, you know, part of football as well, the travelling, the new venues, and just to experience the new things. So yeah, I would prefer as well if the league was bigger, but it is what it is.
And you said, Aaron, you know, you can't see it happening going back to 16 or 18 teams. Is that, and you know, in terms of, I argued with Ian Williams about it a few weeks ago, about criteria and stuff. When you played at Caer Seuss, you know, Caer Seuss is an old compact ground, you know, maybe it won't get in the regulations of the Welsh Prem at the moment, but do players prefer playing on, you know, going to places where there's a good atmosphere and smaller grounds, rather than what the Welsh Premier League is striving to do, is have, you know, 12 absolutely perfect grounds? What's it like as a player's point of view?
Yeah, I played at Caer Seuss, you know, obviously the pitch gets really waterlogged up there, but yeah, it's a shame, like, they've dropped out the league, you know, they've gone down, but it's nice going to grounds like that, because it's, you know, old football grounds, and they've been around for a long time, and it's good for football.
Does that bring, you know, sort of a reality? I know the work that the Welsh Premier League does is, you know, it's very good, and they work really hard, and they're trying to get, you know, tip-top grounds, like here at the venue, Bangor, Newtown, but, you know, does it take the reality away from the game? You know, even in the Premier League in England, you know, you have old-fashioned grounds like Burnley and places you go to. You know, it's part of football, isn't it? Is that, you know, the view that the players have got? Or?
Yeah, that's what it is. It's part of football, isn't it?
It is, isn't it? It's part of the game, isn't it? You go, you know, one of them places you go, and you know, oh, today's going to be very physical.
I'm
you
sure
know,
you've
it's going to be.
You've experienced that in the conference.
Yeah, of course. Sure, yeah. Well, there's lots of horrible places in conference, like Braintree and places like that. You know, and you know, you go into a game, and you know, when it's going to be scrappy. It's going to be difficult conditions, but that's, like you said, it's part of the game as well. You know, you can't have perfect conditions. You know, unless you're maybe in the Premiership, like you said. But you know, you've got to. I think it's good. It's good if they. Obviously, I don't know the team that you're talking about, but if it's an old ground, I think it's also good for the league.
And just looking more in depth with the both of you briefly, obviously we're saying there, Aaron, you started your career in the Welsh Premier League with Caer Seuss. You moved to TNS in 2009, and not many players, you know, move from the smaller clubs and make it with, you know, the, you know, back then it was probably the Barry Town and the TNS and stuff, you know, so that's sort of a rare pattern, and you must be sort of proud of yourself for making that rare sort of step up and playing for TNS for, you know, long period.
Yeah, well, you know, when I was younger, I wasn't at any club, so I've had to work probably harder than anyone to get where I am today. But yeah, it's nice to see that. I think I lost my job before I joined here, and 2 weeks later I was on trial here, and you know, I got a contract. So it's nice to, you know, get that opportunity.
And it obviously seems, you know, Caer Seuss where you made your name to get that trial. So I'm guessing you got some good memories from back in Caer Seuss.
Yeah, great memories, and it's a great club run by great people, and you know, enjoy glad being back there to watch a few games, and
And Adrian, you know, you're more well known for being, you know, Wrexham's Polish flying winger from back in the day. I remember seeing you. I think you were playing when Wrexham had that great FA Cup run a couple of years ago. I think it was back then. You began your career, you know, you were at Manchester City. So what, you know, what was your time at Wrexham like compared to your time at the moment in the Welsh Prem?
Yeah, it was good. You know, I spent the 5 years, you know, played loads of games, like you said, the FA Cup run we had the first year. We beat Brentford, and then obviously we played Brighton, which obviously I scored, which is the biggest memory for myself personally. Obviously the Wembley trips was good as well. The difference, I don't know, you know, they're both professional clubs, you know, full-time clubs, so, you know, they're being run by good people. And for me, I thought it was a good step in life and in football at that time. So I'm happy to be here, and I'm enjoying my football at the minute. You know, the lads are great, so I'm just looking forward to the future at the minute.
And at Wrexham at the moment, you know, they're languishing a bit, they're struggling a bit in the conference. Do you feel that they can, you know, push back into the Football League, probably where they belong in the future?
Yeah, of course, yeah, but you know, it's if you're looking at the minute, you know, they seem to motivate themselves for the big games, you could say. You know, they played Stoke and they nearly played Stoke off the ground in the FA Cup, but they seem to struggle and they go and play Telford, bottom of the league, and get beat 4-0. So I think there's a lot's got to be changed. You know, maybe a few players got to come in, come out, give Kevin Wilkin time, I think, because he needs time too. Obviously, as a new manager, he needs a bit of time in the club. If they can invest some money in, you know, proved conference players to get them out of the league, like Luton did, Cambridge did, then maybe they've got a chance, but I think it's a long time coming.
And just moving away from that now, on a sort of lighter note, this is something we're trying to bring in to our shows. We're going to put you both on the spot at the moment. We're going to start with you, Aaron. We're going to get you to name, you know, you've played with some great players over the years, I imagine.
Yeah, yeah.
Going to get you to name your best 1 to 11.
Right, okay.
So we'll start with got what formation are you going to play to start with?
I better be in it. That's
yeah, I was going to say, going to have 4-4-2.
4-4-2,
yeah.
Standard, right. We'll start with the goalkeeper.
I think it's obvious, isn't it? It's H, yeah. Obvious one. Spence right back. Kai centre half.
It's just the TNS team, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, yeah. I think I'd have to put Evo. Mazza. It literally is the TNS too. Sam Sarge in the middle.
I'm not going to put yourself in there.
Oh, you want me in it? All right. No, I'll leave myself out. Craig Jones on the right wing. I'll have to say Sis because he's sitting next to me. And Darlow in the hole. And probably. I'm sure whether Greg or Wilder. Say Greg.
Greg. And you said straight away H as a goalkeeper. It's something we talked about like live on the radio sometimes. Just watching him when he warms up before the game, his feet and his technical work. You know, I've always said that he could probably get into some Welsh Prem, lower Welsh Prem teams.
Think he'd probably play centre mid for us, to be honest. You know, he's passing and his technical.
What's he like in training? Is it same in training?
Yeah, he gives it away. You know, technically he's probably better than any outfield player, to be honest. But he's great to have for us because the way we play and
playing out of the back and stuff.
He'll always find you, and it's a great asset to us.
And says, right, we're going to go with you. You can't name over sort of 6 TNS players. I don't imagine you're going to, because you've played with some good players over the years. So what formation are you going to play to start with?
I'll go for 4-3-3.
4-3-3, attacking, yeah. Right. Start with the goalkeeper.
Szczęsny in goal, and the previous player with him for the national team in Poland. Defence, Neil Taylor, left back.
Swansea. What was he like to play with? You know, he started at Wrexham and he's great, mobile,
very, very, you know, very good defensively, 1v1s, you know. He's very quick as well, which obviously that's why he's probably playing the Prem now, so I'm playing for Wales as well. Centre halves, Frank Sinclair, Mavin Andrews, and right back I'll go for Kieran Trippier.
Who's also, I believe, still in the Prem, right?
Yeah, he was. Well, you look at him in the Premiership, he's unbelievable. Had the previous play with him as well at City for 2 years. So,
what was Sinclair like to play with? Because he would have been sort of later on in his career, wouldn't it?
He was, yeah, very experienced player at the back, like Marvin Andrews himself as well, you know, playing the World Cup and stuff like that. So it was good. It was good, very, very, you know, helped me as well along the line, you know, spoke to you on the pitch and helped you how to move on the pitch and stuff. So it was good.
So midfield, who are you going to play on the right of the three?
I've got to say Azza because he's sat next to me. I've got Azza there sitting, and then I'll I can't put my brother in there. Play my brother in the last this summer. I chuck him in there as well.
That was over in the with the Faroe. Was that when you played
the Faroe Islands? Yeah. He's a midfielder. I put Dean Keyes in there, the skipper from Wrexham. You know, very experienced player as well. Good player. Got to put yourself in there, yeah. I suppose. And on the front, up left, I put Gareth Taylor, centre striker, target man. And I put Vladimir Weiss, right wing. I don't know if you remember from
Man City. What was he like? Because, you know, I think he went on to play for. Did he go to play for Rangers?
He's at Olympiacos at the minute. I think he plays somewhere in Greece, but his feet was just unbelievable. Like one of the quickest feet I've seen. A very direct player, winger as well, very direct, and played for Slovakia national team as well. So he was a good player.
Which team do you reckon will win?
I've got to say TNS now, surely.
Yeah.
He gets laid in the change room on Saturday, boys. Well, thanks very much for that, chaps. And just moving forward quickly to this weekend before we end the show. Obviously, there are all Welsh Premier League ties this week. Obviously, yourselves, you travel to Gap Connors Quay. You know, Steve Evans and Ryan Fraun aren't going to be playing because they'll be ineligible to play. Do you anticipate a tough test up there, Aaron?
Yeah, you know, it's a difficult pitch, I think. It's quite muddy, but we'll just go into every game like we normally do, prepare right, and, you know, hopefully go on unbeaten and win the game.
And in the other ties, Adrian, Aberystwyth are playing Airbus, you know, top of the table clash in the league, and it'll be a nice break from in the cup. Which way do you see that one going?
Is it at Aberystwyth?
At Aberystwyth.
Draw.
Draw.
I see 2-2 draw.
Penalties or extra time?
I think Airbus will nick it an extra time.
And the other clash, Bangor are playing Newtown. Obviously, Newtown have had good success over Bangor this season. You know, Bangor are struggling. Newtown have, you know, had a terrible result last week, Aaron, at Port Talbot. Which way do you see that one going?
Another tough one. I think Newtown will just come out on top.
And have you been sort of impressed by Newtown this season? They've had some good results. They've had some bad results as well, but they seem to have, you know, had a bit of more stability under Chris Hughes and two top six finishes.
Yeah,
and they always seem to, you know, cause you trouble.
Yeah, you know, we've struggled against them. You know, they press us, and they've got some good footballers there. But I can see them just being too strong for Bangor on the weekend.
And the final one, Carmarthen, home to Rhyl. Adrian, what's the final say on that one?
That's a difficult one as well. I think Rhyl might nick it.
Rhyl will nick that one. So, there's the predictions for this weekend. I don't know which way they will go, but thanks very much for coming on the show tonight, gentlemen. And we're just about out of time on another Saints station. Next week, we'll be back and we'll be talking about the TNS Foundation and talking to some people from the Foundation about the work that they do in the community. Also this weekend, on the Saturday, we'll be back. We'll be live from the Deeside Stadium, myself and Stuart Blaw, as the Saints take on Connors Quay to bid for a semi-final place. And coverage will begin at 2:15. And from Adrian, Aaron, myself, thank you very much for listening and have a great weekend.